Ben here from 92.3 FM. It's my pleasure to come along and talk to some of the students of Wantop by Bureau College. I'm here with Tia. How are you, Tia?
I'm good, thank you.
Can you tell us where we are?
We're on Cronulla Lake Camping and Conference Centre.
And while you've been here, you've been doing a few courses. One of them's a certificate for in Indigenous mental health, social and emotional wellbeing. So can you tell us a little bit about the course?
It's been a bit of a journey. So the course is about doing units and modules that help people who are affected by trauma and abuse and who are struggling with addiction. So multiple addictions that come under substance, drugs, alcohol, and there's other things as well. But yeah, so this is, it's kind of a blueprint that we're going to implement into training. And then we're able to go out into our community and be in a great example, become leaders.
What brought you here? Like, what was the main driving force behind you coming here?
Oh, wow. Well, it's a personal decision. My younger sister had struggled with substance abuse, and I've kind of had a bit of a background issues in my family. So I really wanted to better myself and have that self-awareness and how to deal with our people who are affected by drugs and alcohol. And I felt like coming here to Wantop would be a great opportunity to learn about being more patient and gracious and just understanding the backgrounds of trauma and why people are addicted to substance abuse.
So you've talked a little bit about family. Is this a challenge that you face, Rockhampton?
Yeah, so as we all know from our communities, a lot of our people are dealing with these issues. I think that just to be the one to be the outsider and looking in, I think coming here would help be overflowing example to bring other people in to make those good choices. And yeah, just being a shining light for our community, because it's a destruction, actually, these substance and these mentalities that our people are under. So
yeah, I couldn't agree with you more. What's been one of the things in this course that makes you go, wow, that's awesome, I'm gonna take this back to my family?
Didn't even realize that there was so much underlining issues, and there's strategies there how to deal with overcoming, and hearing other people's testimonies and their stories and how they overcome the issues in their lives and their family lives, and just breaking the statistics. I think that was one of the biggest things that helped me, that I will take home and I will pour out into my community.
Yeah, cool. And I guess that's a bit of what the future might look like for you. What other things might your future look like in terms of what you've done here and what you'd like to see yourself do? As you said, you'll be a leader in your community.
Yeah. Well, I'm actually also enrolled into JCU. I'm doing a diploma in higher education, and that's with business. So I wanted to create my own organization, and I wanted to implement my life story and just the things that I've gone through my work and a lot of outreach work. So just basically just creating a wider range of leadership to go into remote communities to help people come up and come out.
Wow, that's powerful. Do you have a key saying, whether it's from this course or something that you base your life on, that you might like to tell everyone?
I think what's imprinted on my heart, because, you know, I'm a born-again Christian and I've been serving God since I was 18 on my personal walk. I think, you know, the Lord, He just says, love God and love people and love the unlovable and reach the unreachable. I think if we all can pick up those morals and just, yeah, always have a mindset and just to treat people with love, unconditional love, like God loves us, I think that we all can play a part in changing the world.
Yeah, that's really exciting, and it'd be great to one day hear where you've ended up. And I really thank you for coming and getting a bit vulnerable talking to us. And yeah, I hope that when you hear this and share it with your family, that they will be touched by it as well, and possibly people you don't even know. So thanks so much for talking with us today. And yeah, I hope the rest of the program goes well for you.
Yeah, thank you. You're welcome.